little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So, vaginal discharge. Some red flag questions related to that. Tina, you mentioned that that you've got some discharge from down below. I'm just going to ask you some key questions, and it might help you to remember these key symptoms when we're looking at, out for changes in the future. Is that okay? What's your discharge like?
It's quite itchy, really. Sort of white, yeah, a bit thick.
What does it smell like?
I don't really think it's got much of a smell.
And have you noticed any changes on your skin around your vulva or any itchiness?
I mean, yeah, it is quite itchy, yeah.
Okay. You missed any periods?
No.
And your last period was the same as normal?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And do you mind me asking if it's painful when you're having sex?
No, it's just a bit too itchy and sore on the outside just now.
Oh, okay. Do you bleed after sex? So sort of thinking back when you did last have sex.
Bleeding afterwards, no.
No, you haven't noticed that, okay. And can I just double check you've had no fever or any pain in your tummy at all?
No.
No, okay. So the amount of information that you would provide would depend on the scenario, but this scenario that we've set up now would make us both think about thrush. So I'm just going to provide a bit of information related to that presentation, but there are other options within our provide scenarios within the text that you might want to read. So this sounds likely to be thrush, Tina. How would you feel about us treating you for thrush in the first instance?
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, that's what I thought it might be.
One of the other possibilities is that we could do an examination down below. We could get either one of the female doctors to do that today for you or one of our nurses to do that, and we could maybe take some swabs to check for sexually transmissible infections if that's of concern to you.
Well, not really. I mean, I've got a regular partner and it sounds like thrush, so we'll just do the treatment.
Okay. So I'm just going to get you to safety net for that presentation, if that's okay.
Yeah, okay, Tina. So I guess it's fine that we treat you for thrush just now, but if the symptoms aren't getting any better, I do think we ought to probably get you back for an internal vaginal examination, and either with me or with one of the nurses, and we would need to take some swabs at that point in case we're wrong about this idea of thrush. And we would usually include screening for STIs, that's like the sexually transmitted infections.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if you're taking the treatment, but you do notice something different, like a lot of pain in the lower part of your tummy or high temperatures or your period doesn't come as you would expect it to, then get in touch.
I think it's quite useful to dip in and out of the different ways of doing it, just to demonstrate how it's done or how we would like to think that we could do or should be doing it. So we did the combination there of kind of signposting that we're going to ask key questions,
mm-hmm.
and then the safety netting was, if I'm wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.